DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we have a texter. We have a texter saying, tank for Arch. Okay, it was LOL afterwards.
That's just what we need is more upper body injuries on throwing athletes in Houston.
Right.
Whether you're he's going to have the rare UCL injury as a quarterback if he came to Houston.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that, there was an LOL. So that, I'm pretty sure they're joking.
Oh, yeah, I think they're joking there. One of the things that the other part about the Texans offense – just real quick, Sean, is that they didn't do as much pre-snap motion, the motion as the ball is snapped and everything. As you, there's pre-snap motion, but then there's actually motion while the ball is snapped.
Yeah.
Some of the things that kind of put defenses in a little bit of a bind. They were amongst the lowest rates in the league doing that. But I'm cool with that right now because the opposite of the end of the spectrum was when Bobby Slowick tried to do everything in the offense in his first game against the Ravens 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that was a mess. Like, you can't unleash everything all at once, especially when guys aren't operating with the level of urgency and getting up to the line. Like, you gotta nail the simple stuff first.
I wonder how much that number would have gone up if Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios were healthy. You know, as far as pre-snap motion, Seth. You know, like, yeah, those are like those interior slot type guys feel like the types of guys that you would be using a lot of pre-snap and in-snap motion. Right?
Yeah, when you've got a rookie there, it's a big, big difference between Kirk and Berrios. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, and for whatever it's worth, the Bills were one of the lowest rate teams, too.
They scored 41.
To be doing all right.
Yeah, they did okay. Yeah. They scored 41 points against the Ravens. Okay, I don't know if you've seen this. Headline, do the Ravens really – this is from Cleveland.com. I think it's Mary Kay Cabot, actually, who wrote this. Yep, Mary Kay Cabot covers the Browns, does a fantastic job covering the Cleveland Browns. Do the Ravens, back up, Ravens play the Browns in Baltimore this Sunday? Okay. Do the Ravens really need to celebrate 30 years since Art Modell moved the Browns to Baltimore with Cleveland in town on Sunday?
Is that their first home game?
That's the Ravens' first home game. Yeah, they were in Buffalo on Sunday.
That's right.
Night.
Yeah, of course they were in Buffalo.
God, yeah, yeah.
We just talked about that Bills game. Yes, of course you do. If that's the anniversary of their first home game in Baltimore, by all means, yes, you have to celebrate that. What are you going to, I have to worry about the Browns' feelings. It's not even, you guys aren't even the same. I know because of the weird intellectual property laws and all that stuff and the way the NFL has handled it, technically it's the same franchise there in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They got all the old records and everything. It's different for, like, sort of people that wonder how come the Oilers get to keep the Texans, or how do the Titans keep the Oilers record? It's because that's the way that they did it, and that's the way they usually do it with teams. And for whatever reason, with the Browns new franchise got to pretend that they're actually just a continuation of the old Browns.
Yeah, they're cosplaying the Bernie Kosar era. Yeah.
But it's a different franchise. It's not even the same. Yeah, I say celebrate away, Ravens fans.
So the analogy here is what the Titans choose to do when the Texans come. The Texans who have no fiduciary ties to the Oilers at all, except other than the fan base that roots for the Texans, probably is made up of a majority of people who used to root for the Oilers back in the day. I'm going to read the first couple paragraphs of Mary Kay Cabot's column on this, and then I want to ask, is this worse or better, or does it matter when it comes to comparing it? Because a lot of people I saw comparing it to the Titans wearing the Oiler jerseys when they play the Texans. This is what Mary Kay Cabot says. Talk about rubbing their dog snouts in it. With the Browns visiting M&T Bank Stadium on Sunday, the Ravens will celebrate 30 years since former Browns owner Art Modell crushed the hearts of Browns fans and moved the team to Baltimore. It was a dark and horrible time in Browns history, and the Ravens will commemorate it Sunday before and during the AFC North matchup with the new iteration of a team that fled to Baltimore in 1996.
You know what? The Browns fans, you're mad at the wrong entity. You don't be mad at the Ravens. It's not. It's a different owner. It's not the same family. With the Titans, it's the same family.
Yeah.
And they're still... And with the Titans are celebrating their time in Houston when they do it. This is exactly the opposite of what the Ravens are doing. The Ravens are celebrating when they started playing in Baltimore for the first time. They are now officially and legally and by the laws of the league... detached from the Browns organization. Yep. I say, no, you celebrate, you be upset with the schedule makers for making this the first home game for the Ravens.
Which
realistically, let's be honest, Browns fans, the schedule makers did that because they said, okay, we can get rid of this stinker right here because this is going to be this is going to be an absolute bludgeoning. So no, you don't have the right to be upset about this.
Yeah.
That was, you be mad at Art Modell. Be mad at the schedule makers. Be mad at anybody else, but Steve Bisciotti can do whatever the hell he wants to
be. Be mad. You know who else you should be mad at? The Haslams. Because if you had a good team, then none of this would matter to you. You'd be like, okay, well, we're fine. We actually came out better on the other side. Look, we've got this good football team. The fact of the matter is, you have a worse version of the Browns than even the one that moved to Baltimore back in the day. Like this has been a horrific franchise since they came back into the league in 1999. So blame your owners and the higher-ups in your organization for not putting together a team good enough to distract you from this slight that you're getting here.
You guys want to look a local blackout anytime they show any kind of anything about Bill Belichick winning a bunch of Super Bowls after your franchise fired him or anything?
Right.
Like, we can't protect your feelings forever, Browns fans, all right? You need to accept your lot in life and understand that you will never break out of this caste system.
Yeah.
You are an untouchable, and that's where you shall stay, okay?
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw a video surfaced online yesterday on Twitter of a cut-up of Bill Belichick's debut as the Browns head – his debut as a head coach back – and it was with the Browns back in the early 90s. And ironically, it was a win over the New England Patriots back in the early 90s. Old Tommy Hotson joint for the Patriots playing quarterback. But I was watching this. I'm going, okay, yeah, Belichick was a handsome young man back in the day. You know?
Belichick had a way with the ladies. According to
Belichick, is definitely somebody who, if his friend's girlfriend was hitting on him,
definitely
would have gone to Pound Town.
He wouldn't have pulled the Seth Payne discretion.
No. He is no Seth Payne. No,
okay. So there was a scandal when he was an assistant coach with the Giants, for one. A very public scandal where a secretary's husband, Giants secretary's husband, made some accusations about Bill Belichick. In one of the books that I read about Belichick, one of his high school teammates said that Belichick just had a way with the ladies. Mm-hmm. He always had a good looking girl flirting with him at his locker or whatever. I could see that, man. He's got that
still.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's it. This whole thing with Belichick and his current girlfriend, I think some people probably assume, like, oh gosh, older guy, all of a sudden a good looking woman pays him some attention and he doesn't know what to do with it. Yeah. He's not some guy that's been whatever time Bill Belichick spent outside the office.
Mm-hmm.
Big surprise. I think he was really efficient with it. I think through the years he found ways to get his recreational activities in.
He did. We are trying to get new books into the hands of kids in low income homes in Houston. 79% of Houston kids fall into this category. The Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation. That's what we're talking about. A $30 donation gives one kid in Houston their own home library. Six new books that they get to pick. It's really, really cool. The tie to literacy, especially youth literacy, and things like crime and mental health and just society in general. When we have a more literate society, we've got a better society. And with just a $30 donation or more if you want to, if you want to You can do a whole classroom of kids for $900 if you want to do that. If your company does stuff like this where they donate to causes like this, then give some thought to donating this morning, because Reliant is going to match all the donations made in Morning Drive up to $10,000. So every little bit helps. Really, every little bit helps double this morning, thanks to the good folks at Reliant. Here's what you do. Text NEWBOOKS to 41444. That's NEWBOOKS, all one word, to 41444 to donate and help us help Houston kids. Up next, more bad news for the Astros last night. And where does the core for this Astros team rank? Does the trajectory of the core of this team, is it indicative of the direction that this team is going right now? We'll explain. We'll do that coming up next.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.